In a strong first quarter for U.S. meat exports, one of the markets that stood out the most was South Korea. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, is based in Hong Kong but just returned from a large customer appreciation event in Korea. Haggard has more details in this USMEF report.
We decided to do the event this year because we've just had incredible momentum on sales and uptake of U.S. beef. It's on everyone's lips again. Everyone wants to import, distribute, and sell U.S. beef. There's almost no consumer apprehension about its safety or quality. And we just continued to work at this. We ran a couple of different large-scale consumer campaigns, starting with the To Trust campaign. We graduated to one that started to talk less about safety, more about quality. And then it really hit what we call the tipping point about 18 months ago. So we just got a chance to thank all these customers that have stuck with us through all these years.
Pork exports to Korea are also up this year, both raw material and processed products, thanks in part to the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement.
The big processors in Korea are incredible raw material sourcers. They know the prices on any given day. And they told us that the U.S. was far more price competitive this year vis-a-vis European product than last year. That's showing up in our sales as well, and so we have momentum there. Processed meat brands are doing well. Here's an example of the free trade agreement helping us out. The Chorus free trade agreement brought those processed meat duties down to zero. They're at zero now. So we're seeing a number of brands see their sales go up. Plus, we're seeing new brands enter the marketplace. So that's looking very positive, and we're getting some interest by some potentially large accounts like convenience stores.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.